You're listening to SBS News.
Vigils have been held across the country in support of a Tamil asylum seeker family facing deportation from Australia. The case of Priya, Nardis and their Australian-born daughters Kopika and Tanika first came to public attention in March 2018, when authorities forcibly removed them from their home in the Queensland town of Billawheeler. Thousands of Australians turned out in all capital cities on Sunday and in Billawheeler in the hope of pressuring the government to stop the family's deportation to Sri Lanka. Hundreds of people gathered on the steps of the State Library of Victoria in Melbourne, chanting "Let them stay," before marching through the city. In Sydney, crowds sang "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" for Kopika and Tanika, while in Adelaide, people carried signs with slogans including "Ashamed to be Australian." At the vigil in Billawheeler, family friend Angela Fredericks called on the Prime Minister to allow the family to return home.
"We stand here to show Scott Morrison that as a nation, we want him to show compassion and we want him to lead this nation to allow Priya, Nardis, Kopika and Tanika to stay in Australia and come back to Billawheeler."
The family was flown from Darwin to an Australian detention centre on Christmas Island in the early hours of Saturday morning, after a temporary court injunction halted its deportation from Melbourne to Sri Lanka. Speaking with SBS's Tamil program, Priya has called on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to show compassion to her family. "The Honourable Prime Minister is the father of two children, so he should understand the feelings of other parents. I plead that he shows my family mercy." Priya says she is injured and she and her family are the only detainees on the Christmas Island Detention Centre. "My husband's heart is broken. I'm also physically weak from the injuries that I endured while being handled by security guards. My children keep asking, when are we going home?" The case has received support from across the political spectrum, with members from the Nationals, Labor and the Greens calling for Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to intervene in the case. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the family's deportation to Christmas Island is a cruel misuse of taxpayer money.
"The fact that the family were moved from Darwin to Christmas Island to get them out of public view is, I think, just quite extraordinary. I mean, what was the cost of that move for the Australian taxpayer? The Australian taxpayer, this is publicly funded cruelty on behalf of a government that really has lost touch and has lost its way."
At the rally in Melbourne, Greens leader Richard Di Natale described the treatment of the family as inhumane. He says the government is ignoring the importance of family and community.
"This is senseless cruelty. This is cruelty for the sake of being cruel. It's nonsense that somehow this sends a message to other people. It's just so wrong. No one believes that. This is a minister in Peter Dutton taking pleasure in the suffering of others. That's what's going on here. It is barbaric, it's cruel, and it needs to end."
Despite widespread support for the family, the government is refusing to intervene. Social Services Minister Anne Ruston has told Sky News the legal process has so far found they are not entitled to stay in Australia.
"This family have been afforded every possible process through our court systems and through the department for assessment, and on every occasion it has been determined by due process that they are not eligible for asylum in Australia. The process, the due process through the court, is the one that we should respect. And as I said, they have not been found to have been eligible for asylum in Australia."
A spokeswoman of the Department of Home Affairs says the case has been comprehensively assessed and reviewed since 2012. Antoinette Radford, SBS News.